Join us for another episode of the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Let's delve in to another mishnah, shall we? We are here in chapter 3, paragraph 9. The girlie is joining us as a co-host. She's still getting over these viruses. I apologize in advance. We're looking at season 6 with a mishnah elucidated with the translation and the commentary. We're looking at chapter 3, paragraph 9. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet, here on the TTPA. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Kol sheyiras cheto kodemes lechachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. V'chol shechachmaso kodemes leyiras cheto, ein chachmaso miskayemes. Who hayu Omer, Kol shematzav merubin mechachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. V'chol shechachmaso merubin mimatzav, ein chachmaso miskayemes. So a person, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says that a person, anyone whose fear of sin comes before his wisdom, meaning he studies Torah because he wants to become fearful of sin, since his desire to become a sin-fearing person precedes his study of Torah, the Mishnah describes him as a person whose fear of sin comes before his wisdom, as Rav points out. His wisdom will last. He will enjoy learning the Torah because its study helps him to achieve his goal, as Rav points out. Thus, he will remember what he has learned. But anyone whose wisdom comes before his fear of sin, his wisdom will not last. This person is interested only in scholarly knowledge and does not learn with the intent of practicing what he has studied. Since he is not interested in becoming fearful of sin, he will see the Torah as an obstacle that denies him the freedom to do what he pleases. He will eventually view the Torah as repulsive and stop learning it, God forbid, as Rav points out. But he would also say, anyone whose actions are more than his wisdom will last. Anyone whose wisdom is more than his wisdom will not last. This refers to someone who studies Torah because he wants to know how to perform mitzvot properly. In contrast to the previous teaching, which was about one who learns in order to avoid sin, this teaching is about someone who learns in order to do mitzvot, as Rav points out. The Tana's words, whose actions are more than his wisdom, cannot be meant literally, because if he has not learned what to do, he cannot do it. Rather, the Tana is giving advice. A person should commit himself to do everything he will be taught, even though he does not yet know what it will be. If he makes this decision willingly and sincerely, he is immediately rewarded as though he has already done all the mitzvot in the Torah. In this sense, they are his actions. The Jewish people made this commitment when they said, in Shemos, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and we will listen. By saying we will do before saying we will listen, learn, they promised to do whatever they will learn in the future. Right away, they were rewarded as though they had already done everything that the Torah says. As Rabbeinu Yonah points out from Avos to Rabbeinu Nasam, this explains why the Tana said whose actions are more than his wisdom and not whose actions come before his wisdom. As in the first teaching, whose fear of sin comes before his wisdom, the words whose actions are more than his wisdom were chosen in order to teach that he is credited for observing all the mitzvot, which is more than he will ever learn, as Tosfos Yonder points out. When a person fails to put his knowledge into practice, he shows that he is not really interested in the knowledge. Someone who lacks interest and enthusiasm will eventually give up learning, and the knowledge he already has will dwindle and fade, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So remember that your knowledge needs to come in the right way with your actions. You need to have more good deeds than just knowledge, because then your wisdom will endure. And in general, in life also, you need to make sure you have the yiras chet, this fear of sin, first before the wisdom, in order for the wisdom to endure. How much more so would the world be better if we could listen and internalize these things in our lives? Next time on the TTPA, let's talk about if God is pleased with him and other people are pleased with him, what does that look like? Here, God willing, coming up on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.